think we've heard this in the business news lately, but it's good to dive into them a little bit deeper. Two rulings recently, which are big wins for big companies. An overdraft fee of your banking had been capped maybe at $5. Well, not so much anymore. And a federal judge has now said that the cap of $8 on credit card late fees is also no more. Consumerman Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, here to explain kind of how it all went down. Herb, thanks for hopping on with us again, my friend.
Always a pleasure, John.
$8 was what the Biden administration came up with as a number for a credit card late fee, correct?
Correct.
And what happened?
And a federal judge in Texas, Judge Mark Pittman, decided the rule illegally prohibited credit card companies from charging, his words, reasonable and proportional fees. The banks said that this would cause irreparable harm, meaning that they couldn't give credit to people and would screw up the system. The CFPB, for its part, the old CFPB under the Biden administration, said they had the power to do this because Congress specifically banned excessive credit card late fees when it passed the Credit Card Act back in 2009. And they also said that they weren't banning late fees. They were simply saying that they were going to bring them down from $32 at that time to $8. But if the bank could prove that its actual cost of handling this was more than the $8, they could just apply to the CFPB and go higher if they could justify it. They didn't make up this number, John. This number was based on 2 years of hearings and getting the data from the banks that showed what it actually cost them to process a late fee. But again, the judge threw this out, so now there is no cap on what a bank could charge you for late fees.
Wow. Yeah, I guess what you're saying is that, yes, a bank might have to incur some extra, you know, money that they've had to spend in order to cover what you messed up in theory. Mm-hmm. Okay, $8 is more reasonable, but the reality was is that banks were making a ton of money. I mean, this was padding their profits, right?
Oh, according to the CFPB, this is going to cost consumers $10 billion a year. $10 billion. So that's why consumer groups were fighting this all the way and saying this is just a giveaway to the banking industry. But yes, this is going to cost a lot of people a lot of money.
The credit card late fees, you know, maybe this is just a product that I've been lucky in my life to, for the most part, except I've told the story once where I completely forgot about a credit card and missed a payment. And maybe I just forgot there were late fees. I assume that the late fee on a credit card was just the punishment of the interest you have to pay on it, Herb. These are just on-top costs that come along with, hey, you're a day late, you're 2 days late, or whatever. Boom, you're hit with this on top?
Oh, yeah, this is on top of any interest that you'd be charged. And keep in mind, I had that happen once. I had a computer breakdown, and I lost an email, an electronic. I was a $25 bill. I owned $25. I was 32 days late, and my credit score dropped overnight by 100 points because I missed that one payment. Perfect record up till there, 100 points. It took me several years to build that back. So the key is don't pay late, whether you have to set up some kind of system, you do automatic billing, just make sure you got enough money in your checking account, or find a credit card that doesn't charge a late fee. There are several in my checkbook story listed, including a big name Citi Simplicity card and the Apple card and the Wells Fargo Toon card that don't charge these fees anymore. And if you can't pay the whole thing, at least pay the minimum. Not a good way to pay off your bill, but if you pay the minimum, you won't get hit with a late charge because you paid.
Yep. The setting the automatic payments, it seems so basic now, but I think a lot of people like to just, they like to, you know, control the moment they pay and the amount they pay. And they don't want to get hit with maybe the whole credit card bill on a day they weren't expecting it because maybe you're right, Herb. Maybe the checking account number's not there or they want to feel more in control. At least put the minimum payment as an automatic. You can always up it when you need to.
Correct. Correct.
One other thing I've heard from people, and I might have actually done this with this credit card bill that I had because I noticed a little ding up in my credit score as well, or down in my credit score when that happened. I do know that some people say, look, if you miss a payment and you catch it on that day or the day after and it's your only one, call the credit card company. There can be some negotiation that happens there. Herb, have you heard that too?
Yes, we advise that if you haven't done this before, they're not going to do this for serial late payers, but if you screwed up once, call the bank and say to them, look at my record. I pay it on time. I screwed up once. Can you make that happen? And they will most likely take away the fee. But then fill the account with money right away. Make sure you get the things taken care of. But yes, I think in 82% of the case surveys show that people who've called have gotten some satisfaction from the credit card company.
I know you mentioned the billions and billions of dollars that the banks make on this. I mean, this is going to hurt a lot of people that are already struggling, right? I think that's the irony of this. This isn't hurting people that have the money to never have an overdraft fee or not have a credit card late payment. But imagine some people are saying that upending these caps are hurting the people that need the help the most.
Yeah. And these are insignificant fees. I mean, you're paying a fair amount of money for these fees. And, they're from people who can't deal with this all the time. And it's just going to, continue to ding them more and more and put them deeper in debt. And some people, according to consumer advocates, have actually been forced to drop out of the banking system because of either overdraft fees or late credit card fees that they just can't keep up with these things. And that's a problem because when you're out of the banking system, then you're at the free-for-all of payday loans and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we've talked about underbanking or no banking here. It's a whole other thing. Herb, where can people go to read more about this, my friend?
Just go to checkbook.org. You'll find a lot of information about this and also the overdraft fee that just got eliminated as well.
All right, Herb. Good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, John. Be well.
All right.